One of my enduring childhood memories is of flicking through the thick National Geographic magazines, of which we always seem to have a great pile. The glossy pages and sumptuous photos of foreign lands, with advertorials of top-of-the-range cameras used by adventurers to capture them, perhaps explained why these beautiful magazines never made it to the bin. In a family that didn't travel further than Cornwall, it was a chance to explore and travel, at least in my mind's eye, to far-off places often teeming with wildlife. It was in these magazines that I saw my first egret, a small white heron sitting on the back of a rhino or hippo in the African swamplands. It is an iconic image of African wildness, and I have since seen photos of egrets riding elephants, cattle, and even a moving crocodile. The egret's pure white contrasted brilliantly with the dark grey of its transport, and the lush green of the wet swamp grass seemed to emanate a vibrant hue different to the subtle shades of England that I was familiar with. It was intriguing and exotic, and little did I think that one day, in the not-too-distant future, these egrets, or at least their cousins, would become a familiar sight right here in St Albans. The northward spread of these elegant white egrets to colonise many parts of the UK has been one of the great features of birding in the last 30 years. At the forefront of this expansion has been the little egret, a small white heron with bright yellow feet that can now be found along almost any stretch of river or lakeside in Hertfordshire. I still remember the buzz of excitement in 1996 when the first pair of little egrets to breed in the UK successfully raised three young on Brownsea Island in Poole Harbour, Dorset. Now we have regular breeding little egrets in the very heart of St Albans, on the island, on the lake in Verulamium Park. Though they are now an established feature of the ornithological scenery, little egrets nevertheless bring a new elegance and grace to the muddy margins of our waterways. Now our farmland may also be about to undergo the same treatment, as the close relatives of the little egrets, cattle egrets, have also begun to arrive on our shores in significant numbers. This is the egret of elephant back fame, and while we cannot easily offer them elephants or rhinos, they are quite happy, as their name suggests, with our humble cattle and horses. Trailblazing the way have been two cattle egrets that have spent the winter seemingly very contentedly in a small municipal park in Cheshunt in the Lee Valley, unperturbed by dog walkers and the many visiting photographers. These characterful white herons may well become a familiar sight over the next 20 years if the expansion of the little egret is anything to go by. Some have suggested that climate change has drawn these egrets northwards, and this may well be part of the story. However, there is also plenty of evidence to suggest that the egrets were once common in England and that their disappearance was the direct result of man's continuous persecution. Historical records show that 1,000 egrets, among numerous other birds, were included in the banquet to celebrate the enthronement of George Neville as Archbishop of York at Caywood Castle in 1429. Not only seen as a luxury dish, egrets were also hunted throughout Europe for their plume feathers. At the peak of this trade in the 19th century, one London dealer is recorded to have sold 2 million egret skins in 1887 alone. Unsurprisingly, the little egret was reduced to a rare vagrant in Britain, and this decline was one of the stimuli for the establishment of the RSPB in 1889. Their return to our shores may well be an indication of climate change, but it is also testament to changed attitudes. Far from being an exotic visitor from far-off lands, the egrets are simply returning to lands they once called home. This weekend sees the start of the RSPB's Heron Watch 2019 at the lake in Verulamium Park, and a chance to go and see our nesting grey herons and their more recent companions, the little egrets. Thanks to a ringing programme, the offspring of these birds can be tracked, and while most birds seem to prefer to stay fairly local, one little egret, fledged from the nest last summer, has been sighted over 1,500 miles southwest of St Albans, in the Azores. The story of the return of the egrets is a fascinating and ongoing one, so why not be part of it and pop along to Heron Watch 2019 at Verulamium Lake every weekend until the 12th of May.